Unprecedented. That's in a word how Australia's bushfire crisis has been described repeatedly in recent weeks. We know the numbers: 6 lives lost, hundreds of properties destroyed, well over 1 million hectares burned across Australia so far. November 25. The bushfire season is underway, and earlier than it ever has been before. Fighting bushfires in this country draws heavily on volunteers. Some are still out there as we speak, out there fighting fires. Some returning home exhausted, some gearing up for another deployment later in this season elsewhere. Today in Parliament, PM Scott Morrison offered some words of support to Australia's firefighters.
We've sat, as I did with Owen Whalen up there in Taree, listened to their stories, held their hands, tried to offer words of comfort wherever we could. But mostly we have been simply amazed once again that in Australia's most difficult moments, we always find the best of Australians in the way they respond to these events.
How are we looking after our firefighters when they're in the middle of this unprecedented crisis? I'm joined by Dave Gossage. He's State President of the Bushfire Volunteers Association of Western Australia. Dave, welcome.
Good afternoon.
What structures are in place to protect the mental health of volunteer firefighters?
Well, it depends on where you are across the state and nation for that being. And certainly in Western Australia, we've got a few tiers of psychological support in place for the volunteers, and that's through the workplace assistance programs through local government, because a lot of people aren't aware that bushfire brigades in Western Australia are not run by the state agency, they're run by local governments, and which is a good thing, because that means the community has more control over their risks around their community. And then at a state level, we have the support of the state agency through their employee support program as well. So we have a 2 tiers of support in Western Australia for our volunteers. But I think most importantly, and talking to many volunteers across this wonderful nation of ours, because I'm on the national body as well, CADFA, what I find is that volunteers get a lot of local community support. And where I find that support works best is where you have a strong, resilient community that is in touch with its local risks, embrace those risks. The community in general work with the volunteer bushfire brigades to actually combat that risk, do planning, do community education for those. Certainly, like in WA, we have a lot of absentee landowners down in the southwest region, and the volunteers get somewhat frustrated by them. I was just recently down in the Golden Mile down there talking to one brigade, and they said, it's really sad that 76% of our population are absentee landowners, and trying to get those people to realise that their little weekender that they've got is actually the biggest virus we have to this whole community. And because they're not here, they don't care,
it's
frustrating.
We hear a lot about, the changing fire season, the conventions we've had about, bushfires being a summer thing, shifting. Is that the sense? Is that the sense amongst the volunteer brigades?
Yes, certainly I'm seeing it as well. We've just had our state council meeting on the weekend, and certainly talking to the volunteers from the Kimberley, Pilbara region all the way down to the Esperance region, the Albany region, what they are noting is we traditionally used to get a break between seasons, so to speak, where it wasn't full on. But now we're seeing that the seasons are overlapping. And so what that means in a volunteer sense is the volunteers are now active all year round. So that changes the dynamics and psychological pressures volunteers have to deal with balancing work, family life, and social interactions, so to speak. And if you've got campaign fires that are running like we've had up in our Pilbara regions now and out to the Kalgoorlie-Coolgardie regions, and like over in New South Wales, Queensland, us sending crews over there on a regular basis, that starts to have a drain on the overall system, and then that has a psychological effect on the volunteers as such and their families.
Do we need a rethink? I mean, we've got a system based so much on that voluntary effort, on the goodness of people giving up their work, giving up their time. Is that still fit for purpose?
I tend to disagree with that, and certainly the volunteers have expressed to me they don't want it, and the reason why they don't want it is because you'll get a union-controlled, city-centric philosophy being forced upon the communities, as we have seen in other states in recent years. And what that generates is it generates a psychological being that, well, now they've taken over it, we got no control or input anymore, so stuff it, they can do it all. What that does to the community is it disempowers that community and makes the community more vulnerable, and it makes them reliant on a state agency, with the paid employees then turning around and say, well, we can't get volunteers anymore, give us more paid staff. So there's this vicious cycle. And the reality is people will lose sight that the governments, whether it's a local government, state government, or federal government, they are the people. We as human beings, we elect our people at all those three tiers of government to represent us and our communities. It's not another separate little body that generates money off of a money tree. It's the taxes that we as community raise through what we pay every day in our everyday life. So if we become a wanting society, which is what the current trend is, if that trend keeps occurring, we're actually turning ourselves stupidly into a reliant community on a bunch of bureaucrats who are disconnected from my local community.
Dave, appreciate your time with us this afternoon, this evening. Much appreciated.
No worries, John.
Dave Gossage, he's State President of the Bushfire Volunteers Association over there in Western Australia. You're on Drive.